This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I just saw, they did a shot of Maxine Waters. I mean, she was sitting there, was nobody sitting next to her. She looked like she'd just bit into an onion, had that look on her face. I mean, really, truly. You know how they always joke about the old man on the porch yelling at you to get off his lawn? Well, if there was an old lady on the porch yelling at you to get off your lawn, that's what she looked like. Anyway, God bless. After the break, I've got a climate expert coming on to discuss whatever, climate change, right? And all the false climate changes, conversations that people are having trying to convince you that there really is an issue. So James Taylor, president of the Heartland Institute, will join me. Also, we'll probably debrief a little bit about the State of the Union. Although, I don't know why. You all know what he's going to say, right? You already got it figured out. I mean, all you do. And most of the people, I'm getting texts from friends of mine that are going, did he just say, what the heck is he talking about? Did he really say this? Seriously. So he's even confusing people that are listening and want to pull something decent out of it. I mean, his people are terrible, aren't they? No, really. And then I got people complaining. I can't stand what he's saying. It's really simple. Shut it off. It ain't that hard. You know? I mean, he is in for a world of hurt after this. You know, Nancy Pelosi allowed the squad, right? She allowed them to grow and fester and get nastier. This is her deal, all right? And now when Joe Biden says, he said something about defunding the police movement is just, no, not going to happen. We have to keep our neighborhoods safe. We need to make sure we get money to the police departments. Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about it, they're going to be out of their minds when they do the rebuke. Now, see, my understanding is that after Joe speaks, Talib of the squad is going to give some kind of, I won't say rebuke, she's going to kind of give a recap of what she thinks he missed, where he didn't go far enough left. Okay? And then the Republicans are also, if I was Republicans, I would wait. I would wait the 15 minutes after Talib speaks, and then I'd say, you see what this group is like? You see what they're thinking? You see what they think it should be? Come on, think about it. embarrass him. That's exactly what they should be doing. They should be embarrassing him around every corner. They've already got a VP that's embarrassing. Nobody even wants to talk. Well, he used to think, well, you know, Joey B's all over the place. Hasn't got a clue. Let's talk to Harris. Harris comes in and starts babbling. Right? And she tried to explain to somebody. I wish I had the audio. She tried to explain to somebody, tried to describe Putin's invasion in simple terms. Oh, my God, I was more confused after she spoke than before. Matter of fact, I thought that I had a handle on this until she spoke. Then I'm going, wow, everybody loves, I must be the real whack because everybody listens to her and loves her, you know? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The, oh, sweet Jesus, it's over, thank God. Oh, God bless America. I mean, I don't know how much damage. We'll do some debriefing. Look at him walking away. He really looks like he's got a problem. Just in, as they say. I always love saying it. The Chechen hit squad set to murder Zelensky, you know, and eliminated top Ukrainian defense official. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. They were eliminated. That's according to a top defense official. It's about time. No, really, it's about just hit these people head on. Hit them right in the head. I don't care what you use, baseball bat, 2x4, whatever you got to do. These Ukrainians, my God, whether you believe in their government or not, whether you think they're corrupt or not, they're fighting for their country like we should. No, come on. They're fighting. They are fighting to keep their country free like we should be doing. No, I don't mean with tanks and guns and all that other stuff. That's not what I mean, so don't play that game. But with the same fervor, the same resolve. A team of elite Chechen commandos, or Chechen, I'm sorry, commandos, sent into Ukraine to hunt down and assassinate President Zelensky, was eliminated or terminated by security forces. Secretary of National Security. Now, the Russians, I guarantee you within the hour or two, you're going to hear from Russia, Russia TV, that there were never any Chechen commandos that went in to take out the list. I guarantee it. Let me see your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As you know, one of my favorite, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that one of my favorite topics is global cooling, warming, climate changing weather. And because they can't make up their mind. I mean, they seriously can't. We all know this. And so whenever I can get a guest on that wants to speak to this, especially an expert, I bring them on. And I love doing it because when I speak to, remember, I'm just a guy with a mic. So I have no real expertise in these areas. So you have to bring in people who have a clue because it's kind of hard to refute that kind of thing. So I've asked James Taylor to join me. He's president of the Heartland Institute. And James, thanks for being with me tonight.
My pleasure, Joe.
And I didn't mean to break you away from that riveting State of the Union address that you were watching tonight. Well, maybe I saved you. I don't know, right? So, just amazing.
Well, my favorite part, Joe Biden saying, we're going to stand strong with the Iranians. Joe, it's Ukraine, not Iran.
Oh, you never know what to expect. And you know what? I do have to give Camilla and Nancy, well, Nancy probably had no clue as to what he said anyway, but she kept a straight face on that one. You got to, you know, in the back of her mind, she's going, oh, my God, did he really just say that? He didn't say that, right? Did he just say that? I wouldn't have been able to keep a straight face through the whole thing.
It was painful because, of course, Joe's policies are destroying the country, so you don't necessarily want him to have Reagan-esque oratory. On the other hand, even with my thoughts about Joe Biden and his presidency, I'm thinking, come on, Joe, please. You're making the whole country look bad in front of the world. Come on, Joe, spit it out. You can do it.
I think every time we realize he's awake, he does that. But that's what's so. You know, I one of the reasons I brought you on was to discuss climate change because it's one of my pet peeves. Now, I wrote a piece, God, years ago. I put on my website, and what I do is I laid out in the very the original Earth Day celebration, and I remember back then, right? We were going to have New York. You weren't going to be able to inhabit the first three stories of the buildings that they're going to be covered by water. I mean, all these things that they talked about, the starvation that was going to go across the planet. We were going to lose two-thirds of our inhabitants because we wouldn't be able to feed them. And yet what? In the U.S., we're the most obese country on the planet at this point. None of that stuff came through. And yet they still bow to the feet of all these, you know, climate change, quote-unquote, gurus. And now you're hearing that piece in the Washington Post about how 40% of Americans were hit by climate disasters in 2021. Can you enlighten me? You're a lot smarter than I am on this. Give me some insight here.
Yeah, well, first of all, none of these predictions ever will come true. It's like when we were told we only have 20 years to save the Earth, and then we only have 12 years to save the Earth. Then the Earth's going to end in 10 years. Then the Earth's going to end in 7 years. It's whoever can come up with the most alarmist statement gets the press and the adulation of the left. So now the world's going to end in 6 years. Of course it's not. That's what they do. They just simply embellish and make things up, and whatever becomes the most alarming then becomes the mainstream in the media. So now we're told, for example, sea level rise. Now every time you see anything on sea level rise, they say scientists say we're going to get 2 to 5 feet of sea level rise by the year 2050. That's 2 to 5 feet in the next 30 years. Do you know how much sea level rising, what the pace is right now? 1 foot per century. Per century, 1 foot. But they say we're going to get 2 to 5 feet in the next 30 years. It's ridiculous. But, oh, my goodness. So when you mentioned the article stating that 40% the people, 40% of the population of America lives in a county that was hit by a climate change disaster last year. And I looked at this, and I looked at the article, and they had a map county by county. Do you know that a hurricane disaster hit Buffalo, New York? Do you know that a hurricane disaster hit Montpelier, Vermont? That's what they claim. Are you kidding me? There wasn't a hurricane that hit anywhere near there. The closest that a hurricane came to hitting Buffalo, New York, was that Long Island, the eastern tip of Long Island, was sideswiped by a small hurricane. And by the way, a hurricane did not hit the Green Mountains or the White Mountains of Vermont either. But they just make this garbage up and people report it like it's a fact. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, it is true, and I love it. Like, I was joking with you during the break that when I was a kid in Boston back in the 70s, you know, we had a boatload of bad winters where you had 8, 10, 12-foot snow drifts. Back in, I think it was in 78, where you couldn't tell when you looked out at the freeway after 3 days of snow, it looked like one solid sheet of snow, but under that were cars that were stuck there. People were dead in there. That was the year we had 15 or 18 foot snow drifts. One of the worst snows of the century. They didn't say it was a climate change disaster. It was simply one of the worst snows of the century. And interesting how they forget all of these things. The other thing that maybe you can help me with, I always joke about, is how did they know? You know, the numbers over the last, we've been keeping temperatures for, what, maybe 300, 400, 500 years, and yet they want to tell you it's never been like this in the existence of the planet. You go, really? How did you come up with that?
Yeah, well, 2 points there. First of all, regarding the snowstorms, it's amazing when a nor'easter goes up up the coast towards New England, and if it happens to be cold enough and you get snow, they talk about how global warming caused it. Global warming causes cold and snow, but that's to cover their tails because just 2 or 3 years earlier they said we're never going to get snow again because of global warming. So that's they just right. try to go back and forth. But you bring up a great point about the temperatures. Oftentimes we'll hear the media say that 9 of the 10 hottest years on record have occurred this decade, or the past 7 years were the hottest years on record. You know how they get away with that? It's because they conveniently define, quote, the record as just the past 100 years. When we've had, as they justify it with, well, that's when we've had a mercury-based mercury thermometer network that spanned the globe so we can know. No. We have many other ways of knowing temperature, and it's not in dispute that for the majority of time that human civilization has existed, for most of that time, temperatures were significantly warmer than today. The only reason that we can say that we're getting all this hottest years on record is because we emerged from the Little Ice Age, which was the coldest period of the last 10,000 years. We emerged from that 100 years ago. Thank goodness we've been warming and recovering from the Little Ice Age. But they disingenuously and dishonestly use words and phrases to make you think that this is some unprecedented experiment. The Earth has a fever. No, the Earth is actually unusually cold, not warm.
It's just, yeah, and you're exactly right. It's like when you really start, when you do your own homework, and the average American isn't going to sit down and start doing any kind of research on this kind of stuff. We rely on certain people to let us know what's happening and what have you. I always love it when you get these NASA reports, and I always, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I always put my hand up and go, wait a minute, is it NASA fueled by the government? Aren't they funded by the government? I mean, kind of hard for them to go against what the government wants them to say. And even as of late in California, every time there's a wildfire here, it has to do with climate change. We'll talk more about that in the last break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Thinking of traveling? Make sure to grab your mask before heading out. Reporter Lance Pry has more on the CDC's extension of the travel mask mandate.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. Despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines, in a joint letter they told the Biden administration, it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation.
New York City authorities arrested 62-year-old Frank James. Police believe he is behind the gun attack on a subway train that wounded 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Let me give you a hold. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-Joe-855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. James Taylor joins me. He's the president of the Heartland Institute, and I've asked him to come on to speak a little bit about climate change, global warming, heating, disaster. I don't even know. I don't even know what to call it anymore. They change it so much. I don't even think it has a real name anymore other than, you know, phony climate info.
It's the global weirding climate apocalypse, and we know that that is indeed right. The case, because nothing they've ever predicted comes true. It's just kind of boring weather, which is a climate apocalypse.
Oh, God bless. You know, and I keep telling people that, but I'm amazed at how many just don't believe it. When you say to them, look at the predictions they made. None of them, not even a one, has come true or even close to coming true. How do you keep... If Al Gore was a stockbroker and you still had him, you deserve to be broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, they predict both sides of the coin. That's how it happens. I was giving a talk recently, and I put some of these together. They talked about, for example, how the Great Lakes, how global warming there happened to be for a few years, the Great Lakes lowered just a little bit. And they said, oh, this is a crisis, and global warming's to blame, and our climate models have always predicted this, and here's the horrible things about lower Great Lakes water levels. Then 3 years later, Great Lake water levels are at a new record. Oh, this is horrible. It's inundating the shorelines, and our climate models have always predicted this. They do that. They did it for ocean currents. They do it for snowfall. They do it for everything under the sun. But if you say that both sides of the coin are going to happen, I guess you're never going to be wrong.
That's true. That's so true. So before the break, we were talking about the wildfires, especially in California. And they're claiming they're claiming it's because of the climate disaster. And, you know, when you look at this, it's not climate change in California. First of all, the Earth has had these fires since the atmosphere came into being, right? You have a lightning strike, you hit a tree, you hit some brush or what have you, it's going to catch on fire. Here in California, the eco-freaks have kept the governor, and, you know, not just this one, but the one prior to him, from cleaning up or cleaning this some of the forest, and especially around where the wires are at. So when you have these wires fall to create a spark or what have you, they've got so much kindling, so much dry wood to make it happen. Now, if you push that into their faces and tell, look, this is what you're lying about, they go, oh, that's only part of it. Just think of how many more wildfires we've had. But you're saying that's not true.
Well, it's not that I say that's not true. It's NASA satellite imagery. NASA satellites, they've had instruments that have been able to precisely measure the amount of land area globally that's burned by wildfires. Those instruments have been operational since 1998. And what they have found is that since 1998, the amount of land that's burned by wildfires has declined by 24%. I mean, that's quite substantial. That's an objective number. That's from NASA. So, yeah, a few places are going to experience drought now and then. That happens. That's happening in the American Southwest. But you can't say global warming is making wildfires worse when wildfires are not getting worse. And by the way, in the United States, twice in the past 5 years, we have set an all-time record, on record, we'll use their own term, we have had the smallest amount of land in the United States experiencing very dry conditions. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, twice in the past 5 years. So how can you say global warming is causing more drought and wildfires when we're getting less drought and fewer wildfires? How do they say that? Because they don't care about the facts, and they trust that most people, when they see the news report, will take it, well, CBS News told me that must be true, rather than actually look at the data.
Oh, yeah, no, that requires some work. But listen, let's move over to the California drought. You know, we are in a drought here in California pretty much every other year, if not like 3 years on, 1 year off kind of thing. But it is not strictly due to the lack of rain, because it's not true. We do get a lot of rain. We do in the northern part of California where we get our water. We also get our water from the Colorado River. And what they've done over the years is we get less and less water from the Colorado River, but not because they don't have enough water to give us, partially because the agreements aren't being made and or being honored. Secondly, water diversion. And when I say water diversion, I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that the fresh water that comes down off the mountains goes into a reservoir up in the Sacramento area, and they divert it out to the ocean.
Right.
Because we can't get a federal judge to allow them to turn on the pumps to bring it to Southern California. We would have the water we need. So instead of saying, we won't allow it to happen, we won't allow you people to have the fresh water you need, We're going to tell you it's drought due to climate change. Amazing.
Right. Political and bureaucratic decisions on water management, mismanagement of forests where management, not only are they not being managed properly, they're not allowed to be managed properly. And this is it's not an accident. It's not a happenstance. It's their goal is to allow massive overgrowth of forests, of dead trees, that in the past would be either managed by humans or you'd have a series of smaller fires that would take things out. Instead, now what you have is you have just a tinderbox for wildfires. So then again, what happens is, even though the planet as a whole is seeing a significant reduction in wildfires, even though the planet as a whole is seeing more precipitation, even though the planet as a whole is seeing less drought, you have, in large part due to human mismanagement, in some part due to the fact that, well, not all of the planet at the same time is going to experience less drought. So you're getting a little more in California at the time. Of course, it is a dry state. The West is dry by nature. But they blame it on global warming when every single objective fact that we have tells us global warming is making these wildfires less serious and less frequent than they otherwise would be.
So, James, somebody just reminded me in our chat room, you know, on the East Coast, here in California, what they're trying to say by not turning on those water pumps is a little fish. And, you know, they're trying to keep that fish from going extinct or whatever. I don't even know what the excuse they give. But that fish is a minnow. It's actually fish that's used to catch other fish. It's what I grew up with on the East Coast. You buy a bunch of minnows so you can go ahead and catch other fish. And I just think it's hilarious that people won't do the homework, like you say. They won't do the homework to find out what this is all about.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If we're concerned about protecting animals, and that's a noble endeavor, hopefully you're doing it through common sense solutions rather than idiotic ones. But if you're concerned about protecting animals, the last thing you want to be doing is mandating or incentivizing wind turbines. Wind turbines kill literally millions of birds and bats in mid-flight in a gruesome manner, slicing them to death in mid-flight. They do that. It's unavoidable. And if On the other hand, if you have an oil or natural gas drilling place and they have a used water reservoir, and if two or three birds happen to get entangled in them and die, they get this $1 million lawsuit from the federal government. But yet, by design, wind turbines kill millions of birds and bats every year, including many threatened and endangered species. Yep. So if you really want to be a true environmentalist, the last thing you want to do is embark in this green dream.
Oh, and we have all these, this is a great line for them, solar farms, right? Miles, acres and acres of these solar panels. And, you like to stop some of these eco-freaks and go, look, how do they make these things? How much petroleum goes into making these things? You guys never think it all the way through as to what it takes to start and finish it. How many of those, to your point, the wind turbines, catch on fire on a fairly regular basis? And here in California, when the winds hit over a certain a mile per hour, they shut them down.
Yeah, and solar panels in particular in California, south of Las Vegas, across the state line in California, the largest solar facility, industrial solar complex, is not a farm, that there is, they've coined a term. The term is streamers. People who work in the area and live in the area call them streamers. You know what streamers are? They're birds that are incinerated in mid-flight because of the concentrated solar energy literally burns and vaporizes them, and you see, even in broad daylight, you see the flame of the bird that is being cooked, scorched to death while alive. So that's one. Number two, as you mentioned, you need to be mining, especially for rare earth minerals. Mining for rare earth minerals, mining in general can be done pretty responsibly environmentally, but rare earth minerals are different. They don't come in deposits. It's not like gold or iron ore. And you have to excavate tremendous amounts of soil and dirt. And then you have to use water or acid to separate the rare earth minerals, and you get a great deal of toxic runoff. About the only place on earth where people will allow it to be done is China, because the people don't have a say. So for our solar panels and our wind turbines, we are imposing the most environmentally destructive practice on the planet. And then on top of that, finally, solar facilities and wind turbines require massive more land than coal or natural gas plants.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, another quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on global climate, cooling, warming, changing stuff. We'll be back.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure. Yeah, and I am ready for the fight. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Mexico is thinking about banning bullfighting because it's too mean to the bull. I mean, look, I'm not into all that kind of stuff. I'm a big sports freak myself, but my understanding, I use that dirty word again, research. My understanding is the bulls are then, you know, I don't know who's listening, but, you know, cut up for meat. They go to feed families and communities and what have you. So it's not like they kill the bull, let it rot there. But we're being mean to the bull, and we can't have any of that. But hey, let's not talk about some of the people that are starving here. Let's not talk about, you know, what's going on in Ukraine and other places. We're always so worried about the animal. How about the human? Can we start worrying about the human? That would be, like, really cool, don't you think? Anyway, Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure. James Taylor joins me. He's the president of the Heartland Institute. James, before we get rolling here, why don't you tell people a little bit more about the Heartland Institute, what it's about, and, you know, how they can get involved with you?
All right. I'd love to. The Heartland Institute, we're a nonprofit organization, so your donations are tax deductible. We're nonpartisan. We don't believe in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. What we believe in is less government and human freedom. And so if Republicans line up on that more than Democrats, and you'll see us working with them more, but we'd love to work with both parties. And what we do is at Heartland, what we really specialize in is getting to meet with and interact with the legislators themselves, whether it's state legislators, members of Congress. We have a government relations team that goes out, and during the past couple of weeks, I've testified against tech censorship and against ESG, environment, social governance in the states, and, well, let's see, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, others that I can't remember. But we're just out there fighting for individual freedom. And what we're most known for is taking on the idiotic climate crisis back in the day when Democrats tried to impose carbon dioxide restrictions in Congress. They failed, so they went to the state legislatures. And we were the ones that were there battling them in state after state as they tried to impose renewable power mandates, subsidies, carbon dioxide taxes, et cetera.
You know, what's really funny is that Governor Newsom has signed a bill that would we won't be able to sell gasoline engines in car. You won't be able to sell cars with gasoline engines here in 2035. And I think before that, was it 2024 or 2025, you won't be able to sell small engine devices, you know, gardening devices and such. This doesn't make any sense when you really understand, to your point earlier, what it takes to make batteries, what it takes to make this stuff, does it?
No, it doesn't make sense scientifically. It certainly doesn't make sense economically. It's not going to happen. But it does make sense to Gavin Newsom politically, because the key number that you mentioned is 2035. Gavin Newsom doesn't have to run for office in 2035. Gavin Newsom doesn't have to face the voters and say, well, why didn't this happen? We voted for this. Gavin Newsom gets to get praised by all the media and talk about how he's saving the planet, savior of the earth, what a wonderful thing he's doing, knowing darn well it can't ever happen. But, boy, it sure is good for him politically today.
Yeah, it is. It is truly, you know, this all this is truly amazing to me that they don't think it through. They don't get down into the real numbers. Okay, one of the points you make also is that those people, the non-hurricane severe storms, the climate disasters that quote unquote hit the roughly half of Florida. Now, here's the thing: when you see these, my wife is from Florida, so when you see these hurricanes and these storms come up, she does it. She's like, this is what it was like when I was a kid all the time. You grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Boston. You talked about nor'easters. That was an every winter occurrence, if you would. And in the summertime, you truly could fry eggs on the sidewalk. It was so hot most of the time. So nothing really, in the grand scheme of things, in my mind, and tell me if I'm wrong, nothing really has changed. There's no great change in climate.
Yeah, the article that mentioned 40% of America lives in counties hit by climate catastrophe. So, yes, in Florida, as opposed to Vermont and Buffalo, New York, that apparently were hit by hurricanes that never existed, in Florida, they lopped off most of the set and said non-hurricane severe storms. Okay, I grew up in New England. I know about nor'easters. I know about snowfall there. But I've lived almost my entire adult life in the Tampa, Florida area. Let me tell you something. From about June 1st through about October 1st, almost every single day you have non-hurricane severe storms that pop up. Florida is literally the lightning capital of the world.
I know.
You can set your watch by the severe storms that hit virtually every day for about 2 or 3 hours. So I'm just amused when they say, oh, this is global warming. Like as if this never happened. Like as if it's only happening because of global warming. The idiocy or the fact that they're counting on the gullibility of people from these NASA quote scientists is unbelievable. But also, you mentioned earlier about how NASA and how they make themselves out to be these experts. NASA, that's the National Aeronautic and Space Administration. What the heck are they doing leading the discussion on climate change? What they're doing is this. Because we stopped going to the moon, because we stopped operating the space shuttle, NASA knew that its program was going to no longer exist or become just a shell of what it was. So what did they do? Oh, I know. Look at this climate crisis that Al Gore is talking about and others. Let's propose that we get all sorts of funding to address that. And that's what's going to keep our agency alive. The agency exists only so long as the so-called climate crisis exists. They're fully aware of it. So what they report is nothing related to objective science. It's all about maintaining their prominence, their budgets, their media visibility.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking in my head as you were talking. Can you imagine being a kid in school in Florida and you're hearing all this stuff about climate change? You go, wait a minute, I live here. That doesn't happen. You know, I remember driving from Boston down to Miami on the very long weekends, and, you know, three or four of us would hop in a car and just drive all the way through. And inevitably, you're driving down to what's the 95 down there through Florida, and you'd come across this band of rain that was you thought was going to come crashing through your window, right? I mean, beautifully sunny, nothing, bang, this would hit you, and it would happen two or three times on the way down. It was no big whoop. Everybody down there took it like it was just a normal day of weather.
Yeah, yeah, and according to NASA, though, that never really existed. It was just a figment of your imagination until global warming came along, and now the only reason why Florida gets rain showers every day in the summer is because of this horrible climate crisis.
Yeah, it is amazing that people keep falling for this. It's amazing that they keep buying into this, and again, when you go back and look at the predictions, none of them. Are true, and I don't know how. I really don't know, other than the fact that we've raised up a group of ignorant people through the school systems, through our education systems, why this is going on.
Yeah. Well, when I moved to Florida in the late 1990s, Florida happened to be going through a 3 or 4 year period that was drier than normal, and it was reported in the media. And when I took my young daughters to the zoo, it was reported that, well, the reason why we're so dry is because of global warming. Of course, they didn't call it climate change yet because they weren't thoroughly embarrassed by the snowfall that would always follow Al Gore around yet. But anyway, global warming is the reason, and we've always predicted this. Well, now that was only about a 3 or 4 year drought and Florida's been wetter than normal for the past 20 years, now NASA says, oh, no, non-hurricane storms. This is the climate catastrophe. Yeah, where were they saying this in the late 1990s?
Right. No, hey, listen. All right, I got just a couple of minutes left. Let's give you some of the highlights to your mind. I don't know if you want to call them highlights, whatever. The State of the Union address.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if global warming is the greatest threat that humankind has ever encountered, which is what we're told over and over again, why the heck did Joe Biden spend no more than about 20 seconds addressing it and only tangentially? It's because it's not the greatest threat. It's not a threat at all. It's propaganda. But at least, hopefully, by only addressing this with about 20 seconds of time, maybe the Biden administration will understand people don't want to hear this garbage. And if you're going to keep, say, for example, shutting off American energy production, jacking up gasoline prices, and building up Putin's war chest by chasing all the world's energy customers to Russia rather than here, maybe it's not a good thing to be talking about it a lot. But I was expecting him to double and triple down on his pledge that we're not going to increase production no matter what Europe is asking for in the face of Putin's invasion, but he was silent on it. So maybe it's not the greatest crisis ever.
No, it's, you know, when you get rank and file, I'll put it that way, in a room and you're talking with them about some of these issues that that you know they believe because of the party they belong to, it is so hard, really, for them to defend it. And you can see the look of pain on their face when you throw common sense things up to them. And usually,
yeah.
I'm an older guy, I'm in my 60s, and so I'll talk to some of these people who also have been around for a while. Yeah, I remember the bad weather we had this time. I said, well, so what's the difference? They can't answer you.
Yeah, and the other thing that struck me was, my goodness, how that the Omicron variant must have mutated out of existence in the span of about 48 hours, because not a single one of them would dare allow you to be without a face mask 48 hours ago. You were worse than Hitler if you ever did. You had to follow the science. And now, by the way, they still could wear them if they want. None of them are wearing them at the State of the Union address.
The only one wearing one I saw was little Jerry Nadler. And,
yes, I saw that.
Because I'm sure he didn't get the memo yet, and if he did, he really didn't understand what it said. I'm sure.
Did he look like a frightened child on timeout when he
did? He so much did look like a little kid. Like, why is everybody clapping? What am I doing here? Obviously. Okay, James Shell, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. President of the Heartland Institute. Check it out, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?